This is the 5-Minute Focus for episode 124, Hour 1 and Hour 2.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. This show is dropping, as they say in podcast land, on Friday morning. We're going to be at our event tonight. Well, when this airs, May 20th. I'm an old radio guy. I understand time shifting. I helped invent the medium, for goodness sake. But I can't speak the language. Any case, this is, if you're listening to this on May 20th, we might be able to get together in Bothell tonight. Cedar Park Church, toddhermanshow.com/events. The 5-Minute Focus is a look ahead as to what we're going to talk about in the two episodes upcoming. It's also sort of mini show, and it's an opportunity for you to hit the share button and share it with friends so they can become listeners to the show, which is how it grows. It is difficult for me to believe that we are not seeing a managed implosion of the world economy. I have famously played that clip of the technocrats talking about our healthcare system. Fauci was there, and that guy says, why don't we just blow it up? Because it moved too slow for them. They wanted to be able to inject us with mRNA, which is computer code. I mean, it's built with a computer. It's biological computer code. That's what it is. And we see the after results of that. I hope we're seeing it. The Amish have achieved herd immunity. Not one of them took the injections. Amazing. So it's hard for me not to believe that the economy is being manufactured into an implosion, because they know that they have ridden the horse too hard. It's too wet to go to sleep. They know that the system that they've set up, they've corrupted it to a degree that may never come back. So they can keep the sugar high going. Are they going to keep the sugar high going? Zach Abraham joins me in hour one to talk just about that. Are we in the bread and circuses phase of our economy?
The real monetary inflation is going to start, in my opinion, is when the Fed chickens out, because they will. They always have. The number one thing these guys are afraid of is a depression, right? That's Bernanke. You go back and study Bernanke's work in college. He wrote his doctoral thesis on the Great Depression. That's what the, and I know he's not the head of the Fed, but I mean, that's the thing. No guy wants to be at the helm of this plane when it hits the side of the mouth. Right?
Zach and I talked about this is a Hebraic statement I constantly butcher. When you are lenient, when you should be firm, you're eventually cruel when you should be kind. We talked about maybe the thing we fear most, which is our houses losing value and a depression. Maybe the thing we fear most is the thing we have to go through, and not just for ourselves, but in fact, to rescue our economy from the people who are operating in Washington, D.C. without threat of any accountability. They don't face any accountability because if they want more money, they print more money. So I asked Zach, I mean, do we actually have to go through the depression to be okay?
You know, when believing ridiculous, immoral things doesn't cost you anything,
yeah,
you'll tend to believe them, right? Because foolishness and immorality doesn't cost you. And until that cost comes, I honestly think really nasty economic times are the only hope this country has.
It's human. I mean, sometimes you put off the hard thing. The hard thing's going to be harder until you go through the hard thing. But we're not in this alone. Towards the end of the discussion, Zach and I talked about the fact that the Bible is filled with the Lord talking about finances, filled with the Lord talking about finances and wise stewardship.
Well, and this is one of the messages of that we're trying to tell people all the time is there's this attitude that if the market crashes and the economy collapses, you have to go with it. You don't.
That's hour one. Hour two. I fear this is going to anger people. Hour two is not me changing my mind on abortion. It is wrong. It is ending a life. It is not me saying, let's compromise on that. It is me saying, if we want to end abortion, we have to recognize something. As I see it, we need to be able to approach this in a Christly way. in a godly way, because we are fighting things that are demonic.
Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you support that?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body?
It's going to always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point.
It's a woman's right to choose.
Now, that lady who's espousing murder may just understand that if the second you admit it's life, you have a problem, or that you can't do it at a certain age. So maybe she sees that. And if she's willing to mouth those words, she is mouthing pure evil. And has probably been captured by pure evil. I had a conversation this past week with a woman who is not at all evil. No guile in her. She is a very close family member. She is a better person than I am. She is a giver. And she believes in abortion. And she and I made it through a conversation together without becoming angry. And most fundamentally, I learned something. I learned several things that will add to my tool chest on how I talk about abortion with people and how I think we, if we want that evil to end, how we must approach this from a godly perspective by acting in love. It's so frustrating that we have to do this, and yet the Lord said you're going to have to do this. That's the next 2 hours, episode 124. Please do share it with friends. It's the only way the podcast grows. We'll see you in the episodes and from the stage if we see you tonight. And please, let's all remember to be right with God.